You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Oh my God. How many podcasts do you think we've lost because of Tweaky the dog?
Tweaky the dog, probably 3 or 4.
Definitely 3 or 4.
Technical issues.
When we say technical issues. No, well, we could try to record. We did record. We thought we recorded. We had a great chat. And Shane went to mix it for us and Ella couldn't be heard, which is quite unusual for her.
Story of my life. What do you mean quite unusual for her? Absolute cheek of you.
I know, I just slid that in. And before that, oh, sure, look, this is boring. We shouldn't even be talking about it. Anyway,
apologies. That little sniffle was absolutely vile there.
It's sick season. Joe was telling me there, I don't know if you're, no, you weren't here for the conversation, but Joe was telling me tomorrow with his class, they're going to the church, even though he's not baptized. But look, that's a story for another day. And I was like, oh, what he's going for? And he's like, yeah. And then I said to Shane, I said, oh, is that the blessing of the throats? And Shane looked at me like I was on one. And I said, blessing of the throats. I'm finding it difficult to say because I'm sick. And I was like, do you not remember that? And he was like, no. He's like looking at me like I'm making it up. And I was like, no, blessing of the throats. I was like, the two candles cross your throat. Bob's your uncle. Fanny's your aunt.
I don't think they ever put candles near my throat.
No, so we looked it up and that's what it is. Blessing of the throat. Except it happens in February. Oh, sneeze. Excuse me. I was going to say make a wish, but that's something else, isn't it? Anyway.
That's an eyelash.
That's an eyelash, not his knees. So blessing of the troth happens in February. So that's not what he's going to the church to tomorrow. But it's the sacrament of your buddy, Saint Blaise. So Ella chose Blaise as her name for her confirmation because she's a Betty.
But it's spelled B-L-A-I-S-E.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to spell it.
Blaze, like cool, flames.
The cool way.
The flames way.
It's not actually named.
Did you, no, okay. Let's clear that up. Did you want to spell it B-L-A-Z-E?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, you did, Betty. Yeah,
because I had named it after, the reason that I liked Blaze, like, oh, Sonic character.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Which one's Blaze, the red one?
No, that's Knuckles.
That's Knuckles, of course it's Knuckles. Who's Blaze?
Blaze is like, she's like a purpley, pinky one. She's
okay.
She's not one of the, she's kind of like sub-main gang.
Okay, yeah.
But she's pretty cool.
Do you know, oh my God, this is so sad, right? When I was growing up, and Burger
King. A long time ago.
Yeah, Burger King used to have this kids club. And it was at the very cusp of, so you're talking about, this is early 90s, right? Early 90s, because I'm a kid, I'm in primary school. They were, the whole idea of, you know, being inclusive was, you know, a new, brand new idea. We'd never had that before. Up until then, any CEOs were always men, bosses were always men.
And now it's all different.
And now it's all different.
And the world has changed.
And we have loads of representation.
And it's all great.
And everything is fine.
Burger King started though,
but
continue.
Burger King started it off. They tried to get it going in the early 90s with their kids club. Okay. So McDonald's had the Happy Meal, but Burger King was trying to, you see, Burger King never really was able to figure out what to do with the kids meal. Okay, McDonald's had the Happy Meal lockdown. Okay, early doors. They had the toy, they had the whole thing, they had the nugs. Yeah. Burger King were on the back foot. They didn't know what to do. So they had this kids club thing going on, right? And we were meant to believe that there was this kids club. The kids club consisted of 7 kids who were the Burger King kids club people. And they were all mates. And they were trying to tick every fucking box in
like,
this club.
Like Netflix original shows today.
Yeah. It was just like, it was, and at that time, obviously we didn't have the language for it. But at that time, for me, looking at that, it was like sensory overload, because I was like, I wish I had a group of friends like this. I was like, my group of friends are all boring. I was like, we're all able-bodied little white girls. I was like, how do I get a cool gang like this? Anyway, I don't know what happened to the Burger King Kids Club. No, but I thought I was failing. I thought I was failing because I was like, I don't have a friend. She's in a wheelchair. I
and
was
that's like, inclusion done right.
Don't put the guilt on the child. I was like, this, I was like, my group of friends are crap. Anyway, you're very welcome to...
I don't have a friend in a wheelchair, damn it.
No, it just looked like a cool gag because they're all so different. And I was like, my group
they were the
is
Burger
lame.
King Kids Club.
They were Burger King Kids Club, yeah.
Kids Club, it's hard to say.
Yeah, it was around about the time I would have thought that. And not that I don't anymore, but it's around about the time I would have thought the name Tiffany was very cool, or Kelly. Like, my goal was to be one day... be called Kelly. Like, that was my goal. To have blonde hair. Anyway, so.
Every Kelly I know has blonde hair, I think.
Do they?
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand with the...
I don't know if I actually know any Kellys. I think that's a generational thing. I don't think Ireland had the confidence to start calling children Kellys until the noughties.
Everyone in your generation just thinks the name Kelly's real cool, so they called all their kids
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, I think that's probably what happened, yeah. No, I don't think the previous generation would have had the nerve, the gusto, the balls to name their kids Kelly like that. Up until then, that was a surname in this country. It was one of the most popular ones. So you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Elle Dorn. Yeah, we're on a hiatus. Don't make a big thing about it, okay? It's just not a vibe. We are back with a bang. Maybe, we don't know, we'll see. But we're back. We are recording in the box room, which officially, by measurements, is not technically a box room. It's smaller than a box room, but we're going to call it on the box room. And if this house ever gets sold, you better believe it's going down as a box room.
Okay. Office.
Office. Office. Office. We'll have a futon
work
in it.
Work at home area.
Yeah, and it's we're going to have a futon in it, and it's going to be office come bedroom.
Where would you put the futon?
Shut your mouth.
Put the food on the ceiling.
Well, like. Hey, it was a bedroom to two kids up until relatively recently. Recording this in the office, in the podcast studio.
In the box room.
Before Ella wants to watch Bake Off. So Ella's got a plan for the Bake Off. She's Bake Off babe.
It had good vibes last week.
I think I was struggling.
You weren't really watching it.
Maybe I was getting sick at that point. I think I'm going to out the person now. I think I got sick off Eddie Mullarkey, comedian, because I gigged with him on Thursday. And the, Eddie Mullarkey, that's his name. Oh my God.
Sorry. Cut that out. Dude. I thought it was like a stage name because like Mullarkey is in like...
I don't think so. Oh my God. Is it a stage name?
Sorry, I'm just...
I don't think it is. No, no. His name's Eddie Mullarkey.
Sorry.
I love how that touched a nerve or two. So
don't
comedian,
tell him.
Very good comedian, Eddie Mullarkey. I was gigging with him on Thursday. And then his business partner, I suppose, who runs Cracktown Comedy Club with Damo Clark, I saw him on Sunday. And I was saying, oh yeah, I'm kind of sick or whatever. And he was like, oh, thanks for coming. And then he was like, oh yeah, Eddie was sick on Thursday. And I'm like, oh, that's where I got it from. Because like, if you're sick and you use the same mic,
you're
game
gone.
Over. But yeah. I mean, in fairness, look, if you sit on the same bus as someone who's sick, you're kind of going to get sick, aren't you?
Well, if you put your mouth on the bus.
If you put your mouth, why don't you put your mouth on the bus, Ella?
This is a difference.
Don't lick the window on the bus, Ella. I've told you that.
You never told me that. It's a different situation.
Don't tell me you're going into college licking the windows of the bus.
That's why I don't take the bus anymore. That's why I take the scooter. Because I just couldn't stop myself.
Look at the windows of the bus. So yeah, I got a bit sick. So no, I wasn't starting to get sick last week. You were watching the makeup. I don't know. Just, I think it's start.
You don't know anybody yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't know what the vibe is.
Yeah.
You don't know who the Yanoush of the series is going to be. You just got to.
Yeah.
Got to give it a few weeks.
And look. Let's be honest, the last few years on Bake Off, they were kind of like getting them to make fucking stew and things. Like they had kind of started.
I feel like they're going back to their roots.
Are they? Are they actually getting them to bake now?
I can feel, I can sense baking in the air.
Like, I can't bake or cook, so I don't know why I take the rule so seriously. Like, but I just don't want to see the savoury stuff. I just don't want to see it.
No,
I'll watch MasterChef for that.
I have a good feeling about this season, guys.
We'll see. So what's been going on with you? What's happening?
What's been happening?
Sorry, just a mini stroke thing.
Fell into the microphone there.
So your head's heavy. Just let it. Look, if you need a rest, just put your hand under your chin. Guys, like, chill out,
guys. I've got a big head.
I'm sorry. That's the Doran head you've been blessed with. You have it. I have it. And Joe has a big old noggins
to fit our big brains.
I know, but you'll never. Hats are not in your future.
Joe, I was in one of my lectures the other day, and it was behavioral neuroscience, and she put up a question on the board. It was like, how big do you think...
Behavioural neuroscience.
Yes.
So, lay it in English, doc.
So, like, areas of the brain and how that correlates with behaviour.
Okay, lovely.
So, she put this, like, poll up on the board, like, that we had to answer.
Star signs.
Why would it be star signs? Why the fuck would it be star signs? If you're a Gemini, you've got an enlarged hippocampus. Like, what?
Go on. Okay, so not star signs.
She put this thing up on the board and was like, how large, like, what percentage of, like, a full human brain do you think a baby has? And the options are, like, 25%.
Of what it's going to end up as, yeah, as an, yeah, adult.
Like, 25%.
Okay. I'd say it's massively high. I'd say it's, like...
So it was, like, 25%, 35%, 45%, 95%, blah, blah, blah.
95.
I said 95%.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was, like, one of the only people that said 95%. Okay, everyone else was, like, 25% to 30%.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought that I was wrong. It was 25%.
It was 25%?
Yeah, so I just I thought babies had, like, massive brains.
I thought they had massive brains as well compared to, like, the relative size of their body.
Yeah, but no.
And your brain is doing so much.
But then you think about it, you have to, like, your head gets bigger.
Your head gets bigger, but I thought, like... I knew your brain grew, but I thought, like, you would have had so much of your brain when you were born, because your brain already knew how to, like, when you're born, it knows how to sleep, wake up, breathe, pump blood around your body.
25%, that's it.
Really?
So I was humbled at 9 a.m. on a Monday.
It's funny how we both thought the same thing, though.
Yeah, it's quite because we've got big heads.
Well, we were born with 95%.
We probably were, yeah. I'll ask her.
We're at 200% now.
I'll ask her about individual differences, yeah. There you go.
I thought the same as you.
I thought I might have taught better, though, you know. Spent enough hours studying psychology and I'm just like, what?
And so, did you pull a Redner?
Well, like, it was anonymous.
Did your big old head pull a Redner?
My big old 200% brain.
Did you pull a big Redner? Or did you care?
It was anonymous, so it was okay.
Oh, it was anonymous?
Yeah.
Oh, grand.
But, like, my friend beside me was like, haha, idiot. But, like, apart from that.
Your friend beside you?
Well, they didn't say idiot, but, like, that's what they were thinking.
Yeah, okay. No. All right, fair enough.
So that's my little story for the day.
Yeah, okay. Didn't know that. Well, you learn something new every day. So what percentage? 25?
Between 25 and 35%.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, I suppose... I could do your college course if I was just kind of rocked in once a week and got a little nugget like that. Do you know what I mean? I just wouldn't. It's just the essays. No. Do you know what I mean? I could do the gym. I could do the canteen. I could even do the getting in and out. And I could kind of waltz in to the adult class. Do you know what I'd do? I'd waltz
in. The adult class?
No, I said to the odd little one or two.
Oh, this is the adult class. I'm like, no. There's not. It's not a special adult class.
I'd go into a class. Because I've already done college. But I'd go into class the odd time. Say when I have a new coat or something.
Just to show it off, like.
Yeah, do you know, that's nothing like when you get a new coat or a new bag or something. And someone said, I love your coat. I'm like, oh yeah, thanks. Pennies.
5 euro. Yeah. 20 cent.
Yeah, I love that. So I kind of, if I had something new, or my hair, I thought my hair was looking particularly good or something like that,
then you'd go in.
But apart from that, I just couldn't. this is your last year, so
I think you'd enjoy the statistics as well.
But would you like, would you do, this is your last year, yeah?
Yes, correct.
Would you do the same stint in college again now after this?
I wouldn't do the same 3 years.
I know, I don't mean the same 3 years over. No, I don't mean like living from like Groundhog Day for 3 years.
Would you like to do the leaving cert again? No, thank you.
I mean, would you do college again for like 3 years?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I suppose you're young. You're younger than I was leaving college. I did 4 years and I was 23.
So my course is only 3 years.
Yeah, you're only 20.
So it's pretty chill. Not chill, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Anyway.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, our topic for today.
You're not even going to tell people about my new car.
Oh, sorry. Emma got a new car that I still haven't gone in.
Oh, you still haven't gone?
No.
Get in it, girl. Well, down it's 2017. New.
Down in Wexford, they have a Kadjar new for as me. Well. So.
Oh, do they?
So I know. It's like a...
Of what year is theirs?
I actually don't know. I forgot to check. They've had it a couple of years now, though.
If it's younger than 2017, I'll flip.
When it won dub. Perhaps. But they have like kind of like a rosy gold kind of Kadjar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know,
I don't care about the colour of a car until I get the car. You know what I mean? I'd never ask.
What does that mean? I don't care about the colour of the car until I get it. What?
I mean, I would never specify a colour. Oh, obviously, no. I want the best deal. I'm just like, whatever. They're like, it's canary yellow, grand.
I want a luminous pink car, please.
I wouldn't care. But so it's like a rosy gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
I've been in that car. Like, I've been allowed into
probably
that
cheaper,
car.
Though, I'd say. I'd say the black and I wonder, black and white are the best sellers, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I'm not a car salesman.
Or woman, Ella. It's 2023, Ella. Ella.
Did Burger King Club do nothing for the world?
Oh my God, Ella. Your misogyny is showing. I'm actually mortified for you. What's the psychology behind that?
I obviously just hate women.
Hashtag women hating women. So come here. I think I'm still
sick. That should be the name of the podcast. Really. Yeah,
that's what you've learned in psychology. Women have small brains when they're born. Spoiler alert, so do men. Come on, we gotta get that clickbait.
Yes.
So what were we gonna chat about today?
Are we gonna talk about communication? Yeah.
Okay, in a non-gendered way, is that possible for you?
Well, we all know men are the better communicators.
You're gonna be sitting there going, "Women just babbling on and on and on, knack knack knack."
Sorry for the listener steamer. There, I dropped Emma's steamer the for steamer. Her clothes.
You know, you're a gal on the run who has to do, okay, you're at a level where you're doing things, but you don't have a stylist or a team or anything like that, so you've got to have a steamer.
That was the longest sentence I don't ever. Know how to say it. Small brain much?
Small brain. So communication.
Yes.
Well, specifically, we weren't going to talk about letters and stuff because, I mean, when you never wrote a letter, did you?
I've written letters to English class.
Into English? Have you? Actually, there's a good question now. There's something for the, what you call the generation older than me?
Boomers?
The boomers. There's something for the boomers love asking that, don't they? Can you write a letter?
I can write about 25 of them.
Did you ever write an actual letter? A real letter?
I don't think so, no.
No, I would have in... I would have written, oh God, cover letters. Obviously, you still have cover letters, but I would have had, like, you know, I wouldn't have written it, but I would have typed it. I would have had pen pals when I was younger. And I would have written to my cousin, Alicia, who lived in Wicklow. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous. But we had a good little pen pal thing going. She was good for the letters as well. She'd put a bit in them. She'd send you stuff in the letter as well. You know, a few sneaky sweets or something. Or, you know what I mean? She'd draw a little funny picture of a cat. Or, that's the kind of thing I want from a pen pal.
You don't want no boring kind of.
No, no, I don't want.
I went to the park today.
We went to the shop. We went. No, no, no. I want a bit of spice. Yeah, yeah. If you've got a, if you've got a, even like, if you, oh, there's the boys on Google. If you, even if you want to just like make up a little story, but signpost it as this is made up.
You don't want no lies in your letter.
No,
either.
I don't want no lies. I don't want no. I don't want no soggy goss that ain't true. But yeah. So. Oh yeah, so I mean the letters, they weren't obviously overly important. The pen pal letters, never had a phone call with her, but the main source of communication with friends from school was the phone.
Awful.
So I would come home from school, and this would have started in primary school because I had a diary of had people's phone numbers, and I could tell you people's phone numbers. I went to school, like people's phone numbers I went to school with in primary school. I know their phone, I don't know their mobile phone numbers now, but I know the phone numbers of their landline in the house they grew up in. 494-1418, 4936.
Whose phone number have you just doxed there?
I'm not going to say. But that's her phone number. Afrix 4934793. Like, I just know them.
Their family homes are going to be buzzing.
But you would come home, and there was a rule that it wasn't initially when we were in primary school, but there was a rule that calls were more expensive during the day. So if we wanted to phone our friends and stuff, we had to wait until 6 o'clock in the evening. After 6 o'clock, the calls were cheaper.
Would you just kind of be like waiting by the phone? Waiting until six.
You wouldn't be waiting by the phone, like, because basically my main competition for the phone was my mother.
Mm.
Right?
Stereotypical?
So, yeah, yeah. But no, well, my dad would have liked the old phone. Steve would have made a few phone calls. Simon, I don't know, Simon had a couple of years he was doing, I don't know what he was doing, like, absolutely fuck all. But you'd be trying to get the phone, and you would phone... I'd phone at least one person every night. Maybe a few.
That's...
And most phone calls would be 20 minutes minimum. Could do just, an hour on the phone, no bother. Hour and a half.
That's just...
Hour and a half. Hour, you'd be like, okay, this is kind of getting a bit... This is getting a bit of a joke. But you'd start getting the old hot ear. So really came into our own because
as initially, in like literally
like physically a hot ear, and literally would have come into its own when we got the hand, it was a hands-free, how did we describe the phone? The phone in that you could take out and walk around with. See, before that it was a cord phone. It was attached to the wall.
Cordless?
Cordless phone. That's the one, yeah. When we got the cordless phone, then that was a game changer. I was just on the phone fucking all the time, loving life.
And like myself.
You used to get it occasionally as well, especially when I was on the phone to Africa for some reason. Maybe it was because we talked a lot, we had long conversations. But you get cross lines. So you'd start hearing someone else's conversation.
Like in a different house.
In a different house. I swear to God, the funniest thing ever.
Because I only...
And we'd go... Honestly, what would happen was we were on the phone, we'd hear the cross line coming in, somebody'd answer the phone and go to get bridge or whatever, and we would know from experience, because it happened us a few times, to just say nothing. And we would just sit on the phone and listen to these other people's phone calls.
That's perfect for you.
Oh, absolute little pea in shite. Never was I happier.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So just, you don't know how to work a phone. Never have.
I think I know how to work a phone, Emma.
Oh, barely. Barely.
What do you mean barely?
Would, okay. If I said to you now, okay, after the podcast, will you ring Margie and just ask her how she is, how everything is? How long? Your own grandmother, your own flesh and blood. How long do you think you could be on the phone to her for? Honestly. How long do you think you how long could you bear to be on the phone to her for?
Is it, have you like told me to try to be on the phone for a long time? Like, am I going to go against no, my like...
No, I just said you, no, check in with her. Say something's after happening. And I was like, oh, I think she could do it with a good little chat.
10 minutes.
10 minutes? You haven't even gotten into it in 10 minutes. I was on the phone to your granny today for 20 minutes and I felt like I'd done her a disservice. I knew she wanted more out of me. And the only reason I got that was because she knew I was sick.
See, no one phones me. So...
Because you're incapable. Even when you were younger. Even when you were younger. You hated the mobile phone, didn't you? Even the mobile phone, you hated it. We were constantly like, what's the story of that girl's phone? Just constantly giving you phones and just constantly just never answering them.
It's because I'd have them on silent because I wouldn't want to disrupt people with my notifications going off.
But you were never really into the phone.
No, not into the phone calls.
So, but what about the messages? See, I'm not really into messages. I'll do voice notes is my favourite thing. Giving and receiving.
Yeah, that's
what I would love I tell you what I'd enjoy now. Say we do the podcast, whatever, and I look at my phone and say, Shane Dan Byrne has sent me a voice note.
You're
going to
say Shane
Dan. Not the man I'm sleeping with. No. Shane Dan Byrne has sent me a voice note and it's 2.5 minutes. I was like, yes.
I'd be a bit creeped out if Shane Dan Byrne sent me a 2 minute.
No, if he sent you.
That would be. I'd be like, hey, what's this about? What's Emma having to do with the I get a 2 minute voice?
I mean, the only thing that I can think of is would have to be an intervention. Like, it would have to be some sort of drink or drugs intervention. Hey, Ella, how are you?
Emma keeps on accusing other comedians of making her sick. It's ruining their...
There's no comedian called Eddie Mullarky. No, there is. So, no, I just love a juicy... And it doesn't even have to be juicy. I obviously love the juicy ones. But I enjoy them. I enjoy them, but you and I stumble through messages, but I find them kind of clunky and annoying. Now, the messages I get from you, they've improved.
What's wrong with my messages?
Okay, your messages before, you used to be like 3 words max, and every word would be spelled wrong. It was like you were sending us hieroglyphics. We would be here at home. Going, what does that mean? It's like, I don't know. What does that mean?
I'm texting on the go, Emma.
We know. You on the go is you on a go slow. when you rush, I've never seen anyone move slower. You're incapable. You know that you are.
No, I don't. What do you mean? I'm very fast when I'm in a rush.
You're one of the slowest people I know.
People are always telling me how fast I am.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you think they're... No? Okay, maybe you're faster.
I don't think they're being sarcastic.
No, you do the whole... I'm busy, I'm fast, but you haven't actually sped up at all. All that happens, I don't know if this makes sense, but your face gets fast, but the rest of you doesn't.
Do you know that I constantly get asked at work if I'm okay? Because
you've got a fast face, but you're not moving any faster. So people think, must be an emotional issue because she's not moving any faster, but her face has gotten fast.
Because I'll have so many things going on in my head that my face will go completely blank.
Oh my god, yeah.
I've got a pretty blank face when I'm concentrating, and I also don't hear people if I'm concentrating either. So they'll be like, Ella, are you okay? I'm like, what? Got this like lost look in my eyes. They're like, oh god, this poor girl.
Well, I'm trying to text you. Is she coming home for dinner today or what? What's going on with this girl? So I don't know why I'm so hyper. So you know your messages.
I'm good at texting.
Your messages have improved.
Thank you. It's because my phone's gotten bigger.
Oh yeah. No, your messages have improved and there's a bit of comedy in there, there's a bit of whatever.
Oh, thanks.
But with you and your mates. So with the Owens I'm hanging around with, like, it's mostly phone calls. There's a few group messages.
If someone WhatsApp,
how are you communicating, you and your mates?
If someone sent a voice message to you,
yeah,
would they ever preempt it by saying sorry? Like, for the voice message. Like,
well, they might, but they certainly wouldn't mean it.
No, because people, I think people, like, genuinely do, like, they'll be like, oh, sorry about the voice message.
No, they would sometimes, but, like, not if they're, they might if it's, like, it's the first time they've ever sent one. Yeah. And they're not used to using them. So maybe, like, they're literally driving and they've got to give me, like, a few different details.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but even still, people who don't, like, I mean, I don't think I've ever sent a voice. Well, no, I'm sure I have, but, like, I never sent a voice note to Shane.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he'd be able to handle it.
he'd leave you.
No, I don't think he'd leave me, but I think he'd be spooked. Mm. I think he'd end up throwing his phone in the bin. I think he'd be just like, what the fuck's this? And he'd never send me one. Never.
The only times that I send a voice message is if I'm... If something's happened that I'm like, I need to tell this person.
Oh, when you lost the wallet, you were sending me a voice note, weren't you?
Yeah, because I was... Okay, guys, sidetrack.
Yeah.
Oh,
voice note from Ella. Panic station.
You can play it.
When I play it. Yeah. I'm sure I'll be able to find it in the many, many voice notes.
I think it was 2 weeks ago on Sunday, I went off...
No, not to, like she thinks 2 weeks ago on Sunday.
I went off...
Oh, my God, Ella, and that's 14 seconds long. So you know... I was like, what the fuck have we got going on here?
I'll let you play it.
I play it. Okay, here we go. Hang on, let me just check my volume's up. Here we go. Are you ready for this now?
No. I dropped on the way up the shop early and I've been handed into HS46. A man called to the door.
No, that was the first
one. Oh, that was awesome. So that was the good one.
Yes.
When she'd found.
That's me happy.
Oh no, you didn't send me a voice
note. Oh, I didn't, did I not?
You called me.
Oh, I called.
And then I knew.
I called you.
You called me. So this voice note.
So, yeah. I'm sorry.
So that'll
be... I hope you're grand.
No apology, Kevin. But like, do you know what I love? I was waiting for the bus or something because I still hadn't gotten my car. So you basically, you rang me in a panic.
I didn't say panicky, did I?
No, you didn't. I knew it was big. And you were like, you lost the wallet. And I was like, hang on, I'm just getting on the bus.
Yeah, real helpful.
But I was just getting on the fucking bus. I was like, well, don't stop spinning, girl. I was like, just give me a second. And then I was like, wait until you get home. Call the local guard station, other shops, etc. in case it's handed in. And then... It had been handed in.
I thought I might have lost it in little, but I did just drop it on the way down.
Yeah.
And it was all rainy and stuff. Dropped it out of my pocket. Someone very nice handed it into HS46.
Yeah.
And I got my wallet back.
But tell us, what do customers say to
that's
you?
That's what I was going to get onto. The funniest part of the story is that I was working the next Friday and I was talking to these two regulars and they were talking about, oh, saw your mom on Gogglebox. And I was like, haha, wasn't allowed to watch it.
I was just like, I'm not watching it.
Me and Jane watched it.
I was like, I can't watch it with people. Me and Jane watched it. It's too weird.
Me and Jane watched it.
It's remaining on for like 4 seconds anyway.
But he was like, oh, I saw you walking the other day when it was raining. I saw you coming across from the pub and...
You just named the
I
pub
didn't.
There.
I just said the pub. Could be anything. Sure, half the customers are your fans anyway. I walked across the road and your wallet looked very, like, it looked like it was about to fall out. So he saw me moments before disaster.
I know, God. But at least you got it back. That was great. And you see, that's...
And I phoned you.
You phoned me, so I knew. I was like, oh, here we go. So I was delighted for her because most times, no, if you lose a wallet on a night out or something, or in town, like, you forget about it. But I was confident in that scenario that you would get your wallet back, and you did.
Yeah, it's a good story.
So tell me, you're like, I want to watch Gogglebox.
Gogglebox? No, yeah, I was just checking it was recording, that's a...
Bake off. Tell me how, break down for me how you and your friends communicate with each other.
So back, back
when you're not sitting, like when you're not fucking sitting right beside each other, obviously.
Yeah, I took that as given.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
So it started off on the old Viber.
Yeah.
Viber was where it was at.
Uh-huh.
In the start. We didn't, there was no communication pre.
What age were we when the Viber thing started?
Sixth or fifth class, I'd say.
Okay, so like 10, 11, 12 kind of age.
Yeah, so it's no communication pre-phones really. Apart from on the DS.
Oh yeah, do tell.
There was this thing on the DS, I'm not sure if listeners might remember. It's called, was it called Street View or like that? And if you passed someone, if you had your DS and you passed someone else who had a DS, your DSs would connect. And like you'd get them as like a friend, but you couldn't talk to them. It would just have like, they're like little, they'd have like a little saying that they would like be like, "Hi, my name's Rebecca." And that, all that would be saying. Yeah, like it wasn't really communication. But
you were that shagging DS. Used to love catching you in bed with that DS. You were addicted to that DS, weren't you?
It's good DS. So yeah, the old Viber was a classic.
Yeah.
Viber's very annoying though.
I don't. Was there any difference between Viber and WhatsApp? Viber, I just think of Viber as like being purple and WhatsApp as being green.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well done.
Clap, clap, she knows her colours.
Hey, plus.
They clap. Both got a phone in them, but different phones.
Yeah, so one's purple and one's green. And that's what we found from our research.
You're ready for this degree.
We've cited our research as well. No, but I don't remember there being any mad difference.
They used to be like not, they weren't gifts, but they were like stickers on Viber.
Oh, and just people were
just always sending them.
Real annoying.
Just all the time. Real annoying. Your phone would just be bombarded. I think I might have even left my like primary school group chat because I was like, this is just too fucking annoying.
Get attitude, girl. Didn't get that from me. Come here. And what was the name of your group?
It was just called Cool Girls, you know.
What was it called?
It was called Primary School Girls. Thug Life.
Thug.
Forever.
Thug. So what age were you?
I think 11.
They were 11. Living in in suburbia. South County Dublin. And their Viber group chat was called Tug's Life.
I don't
Forever.
Know who started
who
it.
Who started
I'm that? Not taking credit for that. We can blame Mary.
And was it Tug's Life? Was it spelled like, was it with a Z?
No. That's,
it was an S.
That's a cliche. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're genuine Tug Life Forevers. Fuck's sake, this steamer is attacking me. Sorry, listener. Didn't mean to get angry. Really.
Tug's Life Forever.
Yeah.
So, like, what?
I can't legally speak about it.
Yeah, true. And then you've made. And this is where it gets. I understand the Viber, and I remember it's when you had your Tug Life Forever and all shy, but this is where I get sketchy. So, yous are still on Snapchat.
Pardon?
Sorry, am I keeping you up? Are you and your mates still on Snapchat?
Yeah, I don't. I. Oh my god.
Sorry.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
So you're still on Snapchat? I'm not. I don't really use it.
Yeah.
But I have like groups on it with my friends, but they're not used as much as the Instagram groups.
Okay.
Like a subgroup.
Did you use Snapchat more back in the day?
I never really got into it. I was never a Snapchatter.
Oh, I think I was a bit sketch about you having it, wasn't I?
Yes. It's funny though, on Snapchat for years you used not to be able to change your name on Snapchat.
Oh yeah.
So like the name that you picked was your name.
Okay.
There was these people that would have got on Snapchat when they were like 9.
Yeah.
And they were now like 16. And they still had the name that their 9-year-old self had picked.
So
one of my friends, this thing was like purple cat lover, like 74. And just, I'd be like, Harry Styles' girlfriend. Like, they'd be all just like mad.
Yeah. yeah,
mad names, but that would be the name that you'd be stuck with. So the choice was, was you gonna like start a new Snapchat account,
yeah,
and like lose all your streaks or whatever, blah blah blah,
your streaks,
or would you just deal with your name? And for years you couldn't change.
Well, yeah, it's obviously not the same, but when I was in college, none of us really, I don't think anyone had like an email address. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't before I went to college. Like
Hotmail.
Yeah. So they were like, we did it in computer class. A lot of people set up an email address, you know, when they were applying for like work experience or jobs. Yeah. And they were like, you know, choose your email address.
Don't use your real surname or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I have a friend who used... would have been like stuff like that.
I have a friend who used... She used Styles as her surname.
Oh.
Do you know whose surname is Styles?
Harry?
Mr. Harry Styles. She still has that email.
Oh, but did she choose this because of like Harry Styles in One Direction?
Yeah, but also like you were
age that badly though.
No,
is she still mad for him?
No, I didn't age badly, but it was all the whole like, oh, don't use your real name online kind of thing.
Okay.
But now, like,
no, yeah.
You don't use your real name, of course.
Well, now my email is like everyone who set up their email when growing up or coming up or whatever, we all just picked very much like your name, like your birth or something like that was easy to remember. But yeah, it was all the jokers who had like.
The comedians.
Wasn't that like Golden Balls 22 or I don't know what the fuck like, but oh actually no, this is something I wanted to ask you. Sorry. What was I gonna say to you? No, I did have a question for you.
I'm so excited.
Oh yes. Ooh. I got there eventually. So it doesn't sound like the way you communicate with your friends or, you know, stay in touch in the group thing is that different. And I know we have the same, well, I don't have Snapchat at all anymore, but we have, I never got into Snapchat, really. But
not good out for it.
Well, I think I just kind of left too late. And at that point, I was doing some sketches with Jen Hatton and stuff. And she was like, she put some stuff up on Snapchat and she said, oh, people want to know what your Snapchat is. And I was like, yeah, I wasn't really, you know, I was kind of at that stage, I was still kind of just messing around with comedy or, you know, sketch. I was just kind of half in, half out. I was kind of like, oh, whatever. But I wasn't the way I'd look at it now, as in like, oh no, that's, it was more meshed with my personal and my comedy. And now it's just, it's all comedy, and that's, you know, because I'm separated from it, so I'm kind of like, oh, that's grand. But obviously we have the same apps. So on TikTok, I mean, Ella have noticed this, and on Instagram as well, I tend to tag, and she hates this, I tend to tag Ella in the comment section and Ella sends me the video.
Oh, because when you tag me in something, I feel like I have to reply to it. A lot of pressure. It's like you're calling me out on a public forum.
Yeah, but you not think when someone tags you in a video, it's kind of funnier because they have to open it to see what it is. And it can have more of the surprise factor. Whereas if you send me what the thing is, I just see what it is straight away. Mine's more of a peekaboo.
But you still have to go into it to see what it is.
Yeah, but mine's more a peekaboo.
But you still have to go into it to see what it is if you send it over a message. You still have to go into the app, like you still have to go into what they've into the message and see what they've said.
Am I being attention seeking?
I think it's this whole comedian thing. You want people to see that you're like that you're social mediaing.
Okay.
You send it to someone and then you have a little back and forth.
Okay, so that's the proper etiquette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you might like one. If a TikTok's really good.
Do you think that's an age thing?
I think it's just a you thing. If a TikTok's really good, you might say something about it.
In the comments.
No, like in your private messages.
Oh, so you don't want to even comment about the video?
I never comment. Never comment. I'm not.
Oh my God. Never comment.
No. I think that just might be a me thing, but I never comment anything.
No, I think it's starting to go like that. I noticed
if I saw something and I pissed myself laughing at it, I wouldn't be like, ha, so far. Like, I don't comment on things.
You see, and I think I only probably comment because I...
You know the power of a comment.
Yeah. Or like I make them, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so, no, not a commenter. I'm a silent observer.
I'm not, and yeah, my comment isn't... My comment is... It's not that I feel the need to comment. My comment is for the creator.
Mm. Solidarity.
Benefit.
Solidarity.
I'm kind of like, oh, I'll leave a comment.
Mm.
But it's not because I feel like I've got to be heard.
What's...
I love a mindless scroll without getting involved. Like, I love it.
This is pretty... This is kind of off topic, but...
Don't you dare go off topic.
Of the group chats that you have.
Yeah.
On like WhatsApp or anything like that. Yeah. What are they called?
Oh, it's not off topic.
Any
completely in topic.
No, it's off the TikTok.
Okay, let me see. Okay. So, no, there's several family ones. There's one called Babies.
That's you and the brothers, is
That's
it?
That's me, the brothers, and my father.
Not your mother.
No.
Okay.
He sets up these separate. He sets up these. He went through a phrase.
He went through a phrase, didn't he?
Of setting up groups. Yeah. Then I have various class WhatsApp groups for the boys. I have a residence WhatsApp group for around here. I have a gym WhatsApp group. I have a girls WhatsApp group. We have a family WhatsApp group.
Just girls. That's what it's called.
No. It's called.
What names?
Living Our Best Lives. So it was the girls, but it was called Living Your Best Life because, see, our friend Kira who died.
Oh, it's
and it was kind of like a funny catchphrase, yeah, of her, like, living our best lives, you know, like taking the piss.
Mm.
So in that group, do you want me to tell you the people that are in it?
No, I don't care.
Oh, don't you want to know? Okay.
Well, I just want to know if there's any fun names.
No, there's no fun names.
Well, you've got Modern Pentathlon.
Oh, yes. So there's a group with me, Ella and Shane, and it's called Modern, I can't speak, it's called Modern Pentathlon. So there was a time when we thought, more Shane, but I was just kind of, I mean, I was there to give the lifts, let's be honest, that we were going to get you trained to do Modern Pentathlon.
Yeah.
And what are the events that you have to do on that? Well, it was for 2024, so you don't actually have that much fucking time, wasn't it?
And there was shooting.
Shooting, yeah. You still haven't fully looked into it. We brought
horse,
this up.
Horse riding.
We brought this up skiing? In 2020.
Archery.
Archery's definitely.
Oh, wait, no. Is it shooting and archery?
Everything around, and they're like, oh, whack the archery.
A bit of running in there. I'll figure it out when I get there, I think. Is the real plan, I think.
Before we go and let you watch Bake Off, if there was any parents of youngsters and myself, of kids who are like, you know, coming up to that like age of wanting phone technology at their fingertips, what's your advice as a 20-year-old and as a psychology student?
Oh,
no, not as a psychology student, just as a real person. Don't get me into psychology and phones. They're bad, yeah. Fucking spoiler alert, we know.
I would just lock the kid in a dark room. And just...
Ella, come on. People think of you as the voice of reason.
Do they?
Yeah. With your little happy head. Of course they do.
I thought I had a speedy face. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, a speedy face when you're panicked, but when you're not panicked.
Happy head,
yeah.
I guess it's just the fact that when you give access to the internet to your kids, they have access to the internet, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, do you, when you kind of started to move into having like a phone and access to the internet, do you look back and say, oh my God, Emma and Shane really didn't know what the fuck was going on? Were we too strict? Were we too lenient? What way do you think?
See, I think it has more to do with me than anything else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm such a goody two shoes little
You are, yeah.
So like, what was I going to do? Like the most I would do would be like,
I don't know what you would do.
I can't remember what was. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something like.
I honestly don't know what you would have done.
I don't know. Maybe you said don't talk to strangers, and then on Moshi Monsters, I said hi to someone or something. Like,
yeah.
You know, like it was like.
And you were freaked out about it.
Yeah, then I like blocked them or something because I got scared. Like it was.
It depends on the kid, doesn't it? Which is I suppose it's annoying because it's not like one rule fits all.
No.
But yeah, I think it was just. Yeah, it was probably just the stranger danger thing that freaked me out. But that's always the thing to freak out about. Because I remember when I was growing up, basically there was mates of mine who had MSN.
Mm.
And they were, you know, messaging people on the internet. And they'd no idea who they were or whatever. And, like, I wasn't going to be doing that because it was a fucking computer in the sitting room. Fucking people looking over my shoulder 24/7. But, like, a couple of the girls, when we were teenagers, you know, like 14, 15, they went into town to meet fucking men.
Dodge.
Like, as far as I'm aware, nothing happened, but yeah, totally dodge. So I think I was aware, oh, there's, you know, people on the internet like lurking about.
Yeah.
When I tried Snapchat, I did join Snapchat, and I swear to God, I was on about half an hour, and I was getting these snaps, I suppose, is that what they're called, from some young fella. No, fully dressed or whatever, but they're just like weird poses. And I was just like, oh my God, I was like, this is fucking shocking.
That's kind of the Snapchat thing.
I just didn't like it at all. I was like, oh my God, I've been here 10 seconds. Well, not 10 seconds, but you know what I mean?
Mm.
I was still at the point of like kind of figuring out how it worked. And I think that first experience of it, I was just like, oh no, I don't like that at all. I was like, don't know. You know the way like it was just, oh, I don't know. It was just a hypersexualization of, it was like, bleh. So that's kind of was one of the reasons why I was like, I'm not interested in that. And why would you? I was probably like, well, if you're on that Snapchat.
That's a really good impression of you.
I don't know. Well, I just didn't want, I know it's a real cliche parent thing to say, oh, it's not you I'm worried about, it's other people. But that was the thing. I just didn't want you getting some mad joke into your inbox.
But that's always the way with kids at the internet, isn't it?
I know.
You're not really worried about your kid like going on the dark web and ordering guns and killing the family. Like you're
touch wood. Yeah. I know. It's all the other people.
Yeah.
I know. But look, internet.
Yeah.
Communication.
Do you want to know some of the group names of my things? I was hoping you would
tell us. I saw you kind of looking them up there, okay. So I was like, I'm sure she'll tell us now.
Okay, so.
So Thug's Life Forever is gone. Oh, so dead. It wasn't forever.
Well, I'm still a thug at heart.
Yeah. Well, the group wasn't forever.
So my one with college, with like not people that go to college but aren't in my course. So like friends I already have that go to college.
Okay.
Is Belfield Bitches.
Oh, H's. Go on.
My little group with my friends from school.
Yeah.
Like the girl group is called the Gerties.
The Gerties?
The Gerties.
The Gerties, okay. Yeah.
I've got a group called Hockey.
I've never seen you play hockey, have I?
I used to play hockey in secondary school.
For long?
For like 4 years, yeah.
Was during lockdown?
I had like hockey matches and stuff.
Oh my God, I don't remember that at all.
But it's because one of my friends is in the group, so we're using it to like plan for her birthday present.
Okay.
I've got the Electro Complex, which is with psychology people. The Electro Complex is when it's according to Freud that girls of a certain age start to get really envious of boys because they have penises and they realise that they don't have a penis and they get really upset about it.
Do they?
No. It's Freud. He's full of shit. And the opposite.
I never wanted a penis ever.
And the opposite complex for boys is called the Oedipus complex. And it's where boys at a certain age, they realize that they have a penis and they start to get jealous of their dad because they have their mom and they want their mom. So there's like a rivalry between the dad and the little boy.
Isn't that so funny that he actually thought women were jealous of penises.
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
Oh, that state of that.
I could talk shit about Freud all day. All day.
That's sad.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, in my little naive brain, I was like, I never wanted a penis. Never wanted one. Mikey, look at you.
Yes, so there's a fun note to end on. Nice. Penis yeah. Envy.
No, never had it. God, that's embarrassing for him.
He was also on cocaine the whole time. Okay, so.
I was going to say, and clearly never spoke to a woman in his life.
He had a daughter.
God, okay. So, what do you say now?
Maybe what?
Well done. Maybe and what? Hopefully we'll be back maybe next what? Week. Ooh, thanks for listening.
Hopefully you heard me.
We do appreciate it.
And if you didn't hear me, it's going to be Emma talking for you.
If you didn't
hear for an hour.
Again, we'll have to...
No, we'll just post the one with Emma.
No, we'll record again. Sure, we don't mind. Okay, bye.
Bye, pick up time.